Hi, this is your friend, Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe.
Hey, my miraculous friend, how have you been? It's been a little while, but I'm so excited to be back to start a brand new season with you and the Miracle Cafe. Today's theme is all about connecting with our higher self, an amazing topic. We have an extraordinary guest who will share lots of great information on this subject. But for now, let's open up by setting an intention that every one of us tuning in right now receive nourishment, love, aha moments from this co-creation together. If you agree, just affirm out loud, yes, and just breathe that in. And so it is. So we are now jumping into our Hot Topics segment. The Hot Topics is a roundtable created with the intention of having a timely discussion on current events and all things that are present in the collective at this time. Our panelists will share their own unique perspectives with their intention of providing some insight and wisdom for our listeners. So the Miracle Cafe is so excited and so honored to welcome our guest panelists today. We first have Amy Schuber with us, who has been touching many people's lives over the world through her business and life coaching for women, teens, and men. And we also have leading-edge, thought-provoking, inspirational speaker, author, and healer, David Matthew Brown. Welcome to the Hot Topics.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, so grateful. So let's just jump right into it. You know, it's been a while. This is a new season. So here are some really juicy topics today. We've all heard the expression, it's not personal, it's business. We hear that all the time. Do you think this holds true, or do you think it could be an excuse for people to say or do things they would not normally do in their personal lives? So let's have Amy take that if you want.
Gosh, you know, I think that's a really good question. I think it can go both ways. It's not personal. Business could give you that disconnection to not connect with the people regarding the reactions or the results of what you're doing. But I think it can also keep you not doing and being in action by keeping it personal. If you're keeping too much of people's personal stuff attached to it, maybe you won't take action because of it. So I think that's an interesting question because I think it does go both ways, and you really have to be clear of what the situation is and why maybe you're disconnecting it on a certain level, you know, and saying it's his business, you know, don't worry about it. Or, you know, are you really connected to it and maybe not taking it as far as you need to do because it's business and it's, you know, going to be a personal thing as well. So I think it's a mixed bag, but I think when you're grounded and connected to what you're executing, It cannot have that excuse, but it absolutely can have that excuse for you to not move forward on some level.
Wow, and I love the flip perspective. So that really opens it up for our listeners to really kind of put their shoes, you know, on one foot or the other. David, can you share your perspective on that?
Yeah, the first one that popped in my head, and I fully agree with Amy, and it's such a process for all of us, and we're all learning to adjust and regroup and then take action and listen. We're all kind of in that movement. And I'll just say from my own personal experience, I was years and years as a professional actor in film and TV and commercials. So I would always hear that. It's not personal, it's business. We don't want you for the job because it's business. But from my perspective, it was personal because I was laying myself out there, like I was putting myself out there. But as I went inward and started to do my work and started to do forgiveness work and all the different varieties of energy work and all that good stuff, what I learned was the lesson that I needed to learn, which is that life is not personal. And so whether that is in business or whether that's in our personal life or in relationships, the difficulty that each of us share is our attachment to what the experience is. So it's such a wonderful invitation that the question is inviting us all to look at, which is the invitation and the opportunity to look at our experiences and to see how attached we are to the outcome, how attached we are to what we're doing, how attached we are to what people think about us, and the amount of approval that we're looking for from people.
Wow. And you know what's interesting is when you were talking about, you know, you were an actor for a very long time, that is a really tough business to be in. And, you know, if you do take it personally, wow, I mean, that could really affect somebody's, you know, self-worth and self-esteem level. Is that sort of something you went through as well?
Yes, and what's interesting, and you're so right, is what's interesting about what you're bringing up is that from a cast director's point of view and a producer's point of view, they're telling you that it's not personal, it's business, because they don't want to fail. Because if they have to fail, can you imagine the thousands of people that are coming in for that opportunity, for that job? And so they're trying to stay disconnected because they know that it's grueling, they know that it's difficult. And when you're in there, when you're in that process, that's one of the things that really got me on my path to healing was years and years of going out. I just got used to the, you know, rejection and trying to get approval all the time. But what I realized was that they weren't rejecting me, and that nobody can tell me how they feel about me and have that justify who I am. Yeah, definitely. I definitely agreed. It definitely helped me open that door, and the opportunity was for the invitation was an invitation to heal.
Beautiful, beautiful. That is so deep, and you know, having gone through the music industry, I can definitely relate. And what a great perspective. So now I have another question. Let's start with David this time. How do you deal with a friend, family member, or colleague who seems to complain a lot or focus on what's not working in their lives? How do you deal with someone like that?
Well, the first thing that I feel is that if you spot it, you got it. If you spot it, you got it. Meaning that if I'm seeing somebody in my family complaining and that's rubbing me the wrong way, and it's endless, I have to then look inside myself and see what I don't want to look at. Where do I complain? Where am I complaining? What is it within me that needs to be looked at? And if I can clear that, then I'm able to accept the situation right where it is, and then I can deal with it from all different ways. I can talk to them, I can ask, you know, I can listen to them, I can be a better listener and come from a place of understanding where they're at. Because obviously if they're complaining or blaming or in a place of resentment or hostility, what they're really calling for is understanding and to be heard and to be listened to. And for whatever reason, that isn't happening. So it really seems like a great invitation for me to approach it from a place of love. And I don't, my sense from my perspective in my own growth right now is that to be willing to be with it and then allow the innate wisdom, my intuition, to guide me on the right thing to say. So be trusting enough within myself to know how to deal with the person and meet them where they're at.
Wow. Okay. So step one, seeing how maybe we may be acting or experiencing something or projecting something similar, healing that and then dealing with it in a way where we just trust our intuition and allow it to kind of just show us what we need to do in that moment. Is that right?
Right. Because one of the things that all of us do, and I can't speak for you guys, but I can speak for myself, so I'll speak for myself. One of the things that I caught myself doing was when someone was going through something in front of me, whether it was complaining or venting or whatever, I was placing meaning on it. And by putting meaning on it, I was blocking them out, and I was kind of putting them in a compartment. But the moment that I told myself as I was witnessing what was unfolding in front of me, I have no idea what this means. I have no idea what this means. So I'm going to sit with this, and I'm going to ask my inner wisdom right now, what's the best way to deal with this? And innately what I hear is, listen. And what I notice is that when I listen to somebody complaining, when I fully listen with my whole body, with no judgment, with no trying to fix or change somebody, something comes forward where we both shift together. Because I'm not trying to fix them. I'm not trying to change them. I'm not trying to say, well, you're complaining, so that's wrong. You shouldn't be doing this. Well, that's what's happening. It's getting my head clear about what my intention is in that moment. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. And Amy, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I think I absolutely love what you just said, David. And I think it's when you're in a situation when you're around complainers and you're at that vibration with them, you know, see how it lands with you. And are you listening? Are you hearing it? Obviously, you might be if it's, you're having a reaction to it. And in that moment, it's really nurturing yourself and being more responsive than more reactive to it.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I believe that, you know, you need to come from compassion because like David just said, it usually is something about us if we're reacting to it because we might be with some people that complain and it doesn't bother us at all. And then another person, it's just like, oh, I can't be around that right now. You know, so, you know, it's just,
I love
it's just where you are. But I think it's having compassion for the person, what they're going through, maybe for yourself, because if you are having a reaction, and redirect it. Redirect the complaint. Have the conversation. And if it's someone who's maybe like a family member or old friend that's just their personality, mm-hmm. you know, being honest with them about how maybe their way of expressing themselves about things, mm-hmm. how it works for you or doesn't work for you, because sometimes we just can't be around it. You know, if it doesn't change and it's not really, if we are responding to it, not reacting, but it still brings that level, a lower vibration, sometimes we just need to take ourselves out of it. So it's noticing where we are with it, where they are with it, being honest about it, and having mm-hmm. the compassion for everybody involved.
And it sounds like, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like having healthy boundaries as well. Is that something that's in there?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Perfect. So we are actually out of time for our segment, but I would love to have you guys share your websites, where people can find more about you. So, Amy, where can they do that?
People can find me by going to my website, amyschuber.com. And I am so grateful for being a part of this. Thank you so much, Emmanuel. It's always a blessing to be with you.
Always a blessing. You're now a regular, so welcome to the family. And David, you too. So tell me where we can find out about you.
Well, first of all, I love Amy and you, Emmanuel. So thank you for having me, and this is a privilege and an honor. Your guests could find me at davidmatthewbrown.com. Right now we're retooling, so they can go to davidmatthewbrown.com.
Excellent. And those listening, we are going to take a quick break. And when we return, we have an amazing guest. Stay tuned. Now I'm so excited to connect with our special guest for today. Darren Linton is an internationally renowned angel teacher and spiritual coach who helps people to connect with the divine and receive messages and guidance. His courses have sold over 50 countries around the world. He loves to help people find their truth, their true path, develop their gifts, and play their part in the building of a better world. Darren, welcome to the Miracle Cafe.
Well, thank you, Emmanuel. Absolute pleasure to be here. A real delight. Just being in your presence, I feel the energies already. So always a pleasure to talk with you, my friend.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I know the theme for today is really about connecting with our higher self. And we're going to talk a little bit about the intuition as well. So in your own words, what is the higher self? What is it?
Okay, well, I'm going to, if I may, provide a slightly fuller answer to this with just a quick little bit of background, which is most people are probably familiar with the idea that we are not only living a human life, there is the duality, the spiritual dimension to life as well. And so we're not merely human, we have souls which are here to learn and grow. Hopefully we become better beings during our time on Earth. And we're also here to help others and contribute along the way as well. So I would describe our higher self as being really the same as our soul, that spiritual side of ourselves, which kind of knows why we're here deep down and is seeking us to be the best that we can be and to contribute the best that we can contribute to other people and the world. So that's my definition of the soul.
Beautiful. And you sort of summed up my next question. Maybe you can expand a little bit about that as well. Is why is it so important? Why is the higher self, obviously that soul aspect of ourself, why is it so important in the grand scheme of things?
Okay, well, I regard our higher self, or our soul, if I may use the words interchangeably, as a really important aspect, both for our earthly lives and also for our spiritual progress as well. What I've discovered in working with people is that our soul is here to guide us and help us, if I can put it in these terms. If we go through life in tune and in harmony with our soul, our lives will probably go a lot more smoothly than if we go through life resisting it or ignoring it or fighting against it. Because our soul is here to help us and guide us. So why our higher self is so important is that it is the start of us getting out of our own human ego minds and starting to open up to a higher, more spiritual aspect of ourselves. And if we do that, then we feel more peaceful, we make better decisions, life moves more smoothly for us. But also by opening up to our own higher guidance, our higher selves, it's the start of being aware of other spiritual guidance and dimensions. So by learning to trust our own higher self, that prepares us to be able to receive guidance from other sources, angels, masters, ultimately God or source or whatever people may choose to describe it as. So for me, I teach this in my course, it's a really important bridge from being human to the whole panacea of tapping into the wonders of the universe and God and spirits and higher guidance. And that's why it's so important for us.
So for those who are listening and who may be experiencing struggles or a lot of resistance to this part of themselves without maybe even knowing it consciously, maybe they're just experiencing a lot of challenges, how can they strengthen their connection to their higher self? How can they develop a more unified relationship with that aspect so that things can become more easy for them?
Okay, a very appropriate question. Well, we're going to be doing an exercise, I think, a little bit later on to give people an experience of connecting with their higher self. So I'll be inviting people to do that more often. really the way that we connect on our higher selves is going into that peaceful state of being. It can be done just in a minute or so of kind of quieting ourselves down and seeking to tune into a higher source of thinking and guidance, almost asking the question, what would the most loving, wise, spiritual part of me say about this particular situation? Will usually shift people into that sense of connecting with higher thoughts. So it's about being still, being quiet, getting out of our mind, and listening for some higher, wiser thoughts to come through. And the more we practice that, the easier it becomes.
Okay, so yeah, like a lot of times those who, it may not be very easy for them to quiet the mind and really be in that space of trusting and connecting and unifying, you would just say that just continue practicing that, because over time then it can sort of become a second way of being, a second nature?
I would say that. I would also say that, I know some of the things you might want to be speaking about tonight, listening to your intuition, listening to your heart, listening to your inner guidance, is also a good way of opening up to your higher self. I've talked to lots of people and I say to people, have you ever had that sense of just knowing that something was right for you and you should do it? Or had a kind of intuition, a hunch to do something? You either followed it and really glad you did, or you ignored it, kicked yourself and regretted it. Virtually everybody can relate to that. So everyone has that potential and has that experience. So embracing those experiences, welcoming them, asking them for more, will mean that people start receiving more of that guidance. It's a mindset of saying, yes, I'd like to have some more of this guidance from my intuition and higher self and heart, and I know it will help me, so please just, you know, may I receive more? And that will start to open people up to getting more.
And I know you just mentioned the intuition. Now, I know you... We talked a little bit before before this show, and you said, you know, the higher self and the intuition are different. Can you explain why, and also if the higher self communicates through us through the intuition? Can you go ahead and share that?
Yep, certainly, Emmanuel. So I regard intuition as one particular form of divine guidance for us. Now, it may be that our higher self chooses to communicate through our intuition. It may be God or Source or higher beings choose that as a way of communicating with us. So it's a way of us receiving often surprising guidance. So not always, but quite typically, when we get an intuition, we might have a sense of, well, that's not logical, but I get a sense that I should follow it anyway. So let me give you a quick example of that. Someone told me a story recently. They had a cup of coffee at a friend's house and a nice chat. Then they left and they went to do a bit of shopping. And on leaving the shop, their intuition said, go back to your friend's house. And this lady thought, well, that's daft because I know my friend is going out this afternoon. She won't be there. So the intuition said, go back to your friend's house. She thought, no, I'll go home anyway. It didn't make any sense. She was coming home. The intuition said, go back to your friend's house. She thought, well, this is a really strong intuition here. I don't understand it at all. She tried calling her friend. There was no reply. She thought, it probably just means her friend's, you know, busy driving at the moment. But her intuition was insistent. So she thought, okay, well, what's the worst that can happen? I lose half an hour or so of my day. So she drove back to her friend's house, and she found the car running outside her friend's house. She found the front door open, and she went inside. And what had happened was her friend had been just about to leave home, had forgotten something, run up the stairs to grab it, and on her way downstairs, she tripped. Her leg had gotten caught up in the banister, and she'd broken her leg and was lying there in agony on the stairs, with the phone in the handbag in the car running outside. So if this lady had not returned, her friend could have been, you know, lying there in agony for hours on end. So it was really good that she listened to her intuition. So it wasn't at all logical. She questioned it, but that was, I would say that was probably higher guidance rather than her higher self in that instance.
Right, and how many of us have done that, you know, where it just feels so maybe out of our routine to do something, and then we do it and we see why, you know, the universe validates it for us in this way. So what a powerful story, and what a good example of trusting and listening to our intuition. So let me ask you, now that we sort of have an understanding of the intuition and what role it plays, how can our listeners, how can those tuning in, begin trusting their intuition more? Because a lot of times we second guess it a lot.
Yep.
And so how can we begin to trust it?
Yeah, great question. I often talk to people about intuition, and they say, yeah, they have intuition from time to time. And I say, are they usually right? And people say, yeah, they're usually right, or it's always right. And I say, so do you always follow it? And I go, well, actually, I'm a bit busy. My logical mind questions it. And I kind of think, well, here we have this incredible form of guidance. You know, we're talking here on Miracle Radio. It's a miraculous form of guidance. And a lot of time, people block it, doubt it, and don't follow it. So it's a really good question. How can we build up trust? And what I recommend to people is to actually play with it. Quite often, if it's a simple either or yes or no question, you can actually check in with your intuition. So as well as our intuition occasionally giving us these messages, like go back to your friends, you can actually check in with your intuition. Say, intuition, is this a good idea, yes or no? And usually you'll get a vibe, you'll get a feeling. If it's a nice, relaxed, positive feeling, that's your intuition saying yes. If you feel tension or cold or stressed or worried, that's your intuition saying no. So you can ask your intuition questions, and you can have a bit of fun with it, which is a great way to build up your trust in it. So you can do things like say, which way should I drive to the office or to the store today? And see what guidance you get. You can say, which project should I work on first today? Is now a good time to call my friend? Or should I wait till later? Which friend would be really good for me to call this week? And just trust what answers come to you, and then try them out. And you'll probably find, most people will probably find that the answers are usually correct. And that's a fun, easy way of building up trust and building up faith in your intuition. So that when it comes to the important things, people will have the faith to actually follow it. So another quick example, one of my clients said she was looking out the window of her office, and she said to her intuition, which way should I drive home this evening? And her intuition said, take the freeway. And she looked and thought, nah, freeway could be busy, it's raining hard, there could be traffic problems. No, I'll go cross country instead. So she ignored her intuition, and while driving home cross country, a branch of a tree snapped off and dented the roof of her car. He went, okay, should have listened to my intuition.
You
learned to trust it by not listening to it in that case. But it's like,
right,
have a bit of fun with it. Try it out a few times a day. If people want, they can even keep a little log and just see how successful their intuition is. And that's a great way to build up trust.
You know, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. What I've really noticed for me personally is it's a feeling. So does this make me feel expansive and connected, or does it make me feel constricted and separated? So whether it's a article that I'm reading, whether it's a idea that I receive, does it feel like it's coming from, basically, is it coming from love or is it coming from fear and separation? And when I just simplify it and allow it to just go by the feeling, similar to, as you said, you know, does it feel good or does it not feel good, then it creates a much more simplified ability to hear and feel and trust the intuition, would you say?
Yes, feelings are a very important part of it. What most people find is with our intuition, it will usually communicate with us in at least a couple of ways. So usually it sends us feelings, and they can be different. So for some, like yourself, sitting expansive, that's a beautiful way of knowing that something is right for you. Generally, a positive yes intuition will have people feeling relaxed, feeling good. Mm-hmm. For some people, they'll feel energized and excited. So it's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a no, it's not a good idea, then they'll feel, some will get a knot in their stomach, some will get headachey, some will feel tense, some will get cold. So the feelings vary from person to person, but it's always a good feeling for yes and a bad feeling for no. And usually people will also get, it's often like a one or two word message. So it could be like a voice in their head saying, yes, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be an inner feeling of like, no, watch out.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually like really short, but really clear. So in that moment, they've got the feeling, they got the message in those 2-3 seconds. It's really clear. And then 5 seconds later, the old logical mind starts kicking in and doubts it. What do you mean? And why? And blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's about learning to recognize, this is an intuition. I got the feeling. I got those couple of words. I should pay attention to this. This is divine guidance. This is helping you.
And, you know, something else that's coming up right now for me is, when there's an opportunity, for example, you know, let's say someone dreads speaking in front of a public audience, however, there's a message that needs to be conveyed through them to maybe help others in some way. That fear that comes up, that resistance that comes up, usually from the mind, saying, you know, trying to stay in its comfort zone, trying to stay safe in its routine. But then, of course, the heart saying, well, go for this, even though there's a little bit of fear or resistance around this, that maybe if you step into this, there's some amazing breakthrough on the other side of that for you. What would you say to someone who may be experiencing something like that? Some resistance or fear of, oh my gosh, like I want to do this, but it feels a little bit scary.
Okay. If they're able to, it would be good to be able to ask oneself, how can I feel good about doing this?
Okay.
How can I shift my state to being more positive? Mm-hmm. Usually that will involve how will this help other people? So it's almost getting outside of our own preoccupation.
Yes, yes.
If we can focus on this will help people, therefore I need to get over my own apprehension because I can be of service and benefit other people. That will make the difference.
So almost moving out of our own way and really stepping out of it being more about us and more about the we, right?
That's certainly one way of doing it. And the other thing that comes up is if we can ask ourselves what would our higher self say about this, whether we actually get an answer or whether we just shift our thinking to answer that question, then that will put things into a different perspective. Now, in the case of the talk, you know, our higher self might say, well, you know, it may not be perfect, but it will probably benefit a lot of people, you know, and it could even be fun. So just give of your best and trust everything will be okay. So if one imagines thoughts like that, it changes one from one's human ego worrying self into that more spiritual perspective, which is always more loving and calmer and more beautiful.
Now, that was beautiful. Thank you for sharing your insights. Let me ask you, let's get back a little bit to the mind. A lot of us who may have a lot of mind chatter or we find ourselves analyzing or dissecting things or, you know, really getting into the details of it. How can we start to be less in this space and more in our hearts so that we can trust our intuition and really connect with our higher self?
Okay, beautiful question. And yeah, I think listening to our hearts, as you were talking about, does our heart feel gladdened as well? That's another good way of shifting our perspective. I actually want to share a little fun idea that came to me when I was preparing to talk with you and thinking over some of these points earlier on, Emmanuel. And the thought came up that when we're faced with issues, we could think of ourselves as being a little bit like on an X Factor or a Pop Idol, where they have four judges that judge the contestants. But what we can do is, when we're thinking about a problem or an issue, we can go to our four judges, which would be our head, our logical mind. So does it make sense logically? It could be, the second one would be our heart. Does it gladden my heart? Does it feel right? Does it feel good to me? The third one would be our intuition. So that would be checking in with our body, and does it make our body feel good? And the fourth one would be our soul or our higher self. What does the most loving, wise part of me think about this particular perspective? And then on X Factor, if you get four yeses, you go through to the next round, or even three yeses, you get through to the next round. If you get two or more noes, then you get rejected. Well, we could do the same with our ideas. We could check with our own four judges and see if we get four yeses across all of those. Our head, our heart, our body or intuition, and our higher self or soul, the best we can find of ourselves. And that can make it a little bit of fun. And it probably only takes a minute or so. You know, what's my mind saying about this? Okay. How's my heart feel about this on an emotional level? Okay. What's my gut instinct, my body, my intuition saying? Okay. What's my soul, the most spiritual part of me? What would I sense about that? And in a minute or so, you can get your four ticks or your four crosses to help you with that decision.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I'm all about these kinds of magical processes. So can you give us an example? Let's take something universal that many of us may have a decision in making. It could be a new romantic partner, or, you know, a new job or whatever. Can you kind of walk us through it so that it can really be ingrained and within us, so we can remember these steps?
Okay. Let's go with the romantic partner one. We'll take a kind of hypothetical situation. So you see someone, or you meet someone that you feel quite excited about, and you're wondering whether they're the right potentially partner for you. So presumably there would be some sort of attraction there. So on a heart level, there'd probably be a feeling of, yeah, I'm drawn to this person, I like their energy, it feels good. So the heart would probably be giving them a tick. The head might be saying, oh, yeah, they're beautiful, they're intelligent, they've got a wonderful personality, I like their sense of humour. So the mind might be also giving them a mental tick at this stage of things. But if you checked in with your intuition, your intuition might say, in a certain sense, certain situations, not sure, bit of caution here. You go, okay, well, maybe there's something that I haven't quite discovered about this person yet. Maybe there's a little bit more I need to learn about this person. Or if you went to your highest and best spiritual side of you, it might say, there are people. Oh, are you still there, Emmanuel?
Yes, yes.
Okay, got a little bleep on the phone there. So our higher self might say, it's all perfect, go ahead. Or it might say, they're a beautiful person, but maybe they're not the ideal mate or partner for you. Maybe there's some other reason you're drawn to them. Maybe it's supposed to be a friendship. Maybe they're going to help you in some way. Maybe you can help them in some way. So maybe there's some other higher reason why you feel drawn to them. So that would be a way of checking out this person on those four levels of heart, head, instinct, or body, or intuition, and soul.
Wow. And then if you have the 50-50 where it's two and two, then you sort of ask, you know, okay, well, give me a sign or show me, or maybe I should be a little bit cautious or a little bit more discerning of, you know, not acting on it, but taking a little step back and allowing to see what shows up for us, right?
Yes, exactly. Allowing yourself a bit of time and space to get a bit more information, or to, yes, consider the situation a bit more broadly before leaping in. Precisely.
That's brilliant. I just love that. I will definitely be using that process. And thank you so much for sharing that. So I know that we have a little bit of time left. I would love for the listeners to experience. I know you're an amazing healer, and you do work with angels and just such amazing, miraculous work. Can you just lead us through a meditation or another little process that can really give our listeners a feel of what you do?
Yeah, I'd love to share an exercise about our higher self with people and give them a taste of what we've been talking about. And once they've experienced it or been reminded of it, then they'll have that as an ability that they can tap into for themselves whenever they wish.
Mm. Excellent. So please feel free to go ahead and do that.
Okay. Thank you, Emmanuel. So this is a fairly easy exercise. Most people are able to do this fairly comfortably. And it's partly due to the fact that our higher self, our soul, loves the opportunity to speak with us. It really it loves us, it cares about us, it wants the best for us. So it welcomes the opportunity to be in communication with us. So what I'm going to do in a moment is to give everyone listening a chance to connect with your higher self or soul. And what I'll do is I will ask just a few questions. And I'm going to invite you to listen for the answer. You'll get words or thoughts coming to you. And I'm going to ask you not to doubt it or question it or analyze it. Just be open to whatever you receive. You can analyze it to death afterwards if you want to, but just go with it during the process. And just see what happens. You might get short answers. You might get long answers. You might get answers to some questions but not others. But just go with the experience and have it as like a fun exploration of your connection with your soul or higher self. So just by way of a quick lead into this, what I'd just like to say is people usually know when they are wrestling with a problem in their mind. It's like it's hard work, it's in our heads, it's kind of in our brains. Should we do this? Should we do that? What about this consideration? What about that? It's effortful in our heads. That's exactly what we do not want in the next few minutes. And similarly, most people have had that experience of just having an inner sense of just knowing something is right for them, or just knowing they should or should not do something. And that's kind of a more peaceful feeling that comes from a deeper place. For many, they would say it comes more from like a feeling around the heart. Some say no, it's more of a kind of gut instinct, something halfway between the two, but it's a kind of peaceful, deeper inner guidance. That's exactly the sort of response we do want. So if you'd like to join me in this, and you're somewhere where you can close your eyes safely, so obviously not when you're driving, then please feel free to join in this meditation. So if you're in a space where you can do this, I would like to invite you just to close your eyes. Just take a couple of breaths just to relax your mind and body for a few moments. And just try and still quieten your mind. Try and become like a blank slate as best as you possibly can. And then when you're ready, I'd just like you to silently go inside and say to this deep, wise, loving, all-knowing part of you, your higher self or soul, and ask, is it there and is it happy to speak with you today? And just see if it says yes or no. And hopefully you all got a yes, in which case I'd like to welcome it and thank it for joining with us today. Just in case someone got a no, so if anyone got a no, I'd just like to ask it, why is it not willing to talk with you today? And see what it says. But hopefully most people got a yes, so in that case, I would like to invite your higher self to welcome you, to say some words of hello or welcome or how much it loves you or how pleased it is to talk to you and just invite it to give you some sort of opening message and see what it says. And if you've got an answer, that's great, just remember that. If not, just continue with this. And the next question I'd like to ask to this deep, wise, loving part of you is this. How can you communicate with it right now more easily? How can you communicate more easily? And just see what it says. And often it says things like, just relax, listen, open up. You may have got a message like that. So hopefully now that you're in tune with your higher self, we can ask it one or two extra questions. So the next question I'd like to ask to your higher self is this. Generally speaking, how often do you listen to your higher self? Never, rarely, sometimes, often, frequently. So how often do you listen to it? And see what it says. Just notice what answer that you received. And I'd just like to ask your higher self, would it be beneficial for you to tune in and listen to it even more? And see what it says. It probably said, oh yes, or yes, definitely, or something. So just a couple more questions. So I'd like to ask this deep, wise, loving, all-knowing part of you, your higher self, what would be some of the benefits for you if you listened to it more often? What would be some of the benefits? And see what it says. And we thank it for those answers. And we'd like to ask your higher self, how often would it like to have a chance to communicate with you? Once or twice a week, daily, a few times a week, how often would it like to tune in and connect with you and see what it says? And then finally, can we ask it, what would be a good time of day for you to tune in and talk with your higher self? When would be a good time? And see what it says. And then if you'd like to thank it for the messages and answers that you received, a silent word of thanks. And we'd like to invite your higher self to continue to work with you and help you whenever appropriate. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes, bring yourself back to normal awareness once again. Welcome back, everyone. Now, just a couple of things. While that's fresh, hopefully you would have got some answers there. Just to let people know, typically our higher self will say things like, yes, it's happy to be here, it's delighted to have a chance to talk with you, or sometimes it says, like, at last. Some people are quite in tune already, so they're listening frequently, others less often. Usually it will say, yes, it's going to be valuable to talk with it more often. The benefits are normally less stress, less worry, greater ease and flow and synchronicity, so being happier, life going more smoothly. Usually it would like to speak more than once a week, quite often daily. And usually it will say, Things like first thing in the morning, or perhaps after meditating or before bed. So normally like a nice, quiet, peaceful time of our day. And just for those people that have been getting messages, just a couple of quick things. If you think about how those messages came to you, they probably had a certain quality about them that was different to your normal mind. There may have been a peaceful feeling, a loving feeling. It may have been like a kind voice, a wise voice. You may have got some physical kind of signals, warmth or energy or something in your body as well, which will make it feel very different to your normal logical mind. So some people say the voice feels loving, it's soft, it's wise. For some it's quiet, for some it's very loud. So if you just think about the qualities of the thoughts or the knowing or the messages and the feelings you got, that will help you to recognize it again when it comes through. So that's how simple and easy it can be. And in case anyone didn't connect then, maybe there's a little bit of a block, or maybe they're just a bit tired or stressed, or it's not quite the right day, so they can try it again another day. So were
Thank
you doing that as well, Emmanuel? I would imagine you're well connected already anyway, but how is that for you?
No, I was walking through with you. It's just perfect. So simple, yet so insightful. And it's just, thank you so much for sharing that. I will definitely be applying these processes in my life, and I hope the listeners will do the same. So, Darren, where can we learn more about you and your work and any upcoming events? I know we have, we're almost running out of time, so if you can just share some of that with us.
Okay, certainly. Well, all the information about the courses that I do, about helping people to connect with their intuition and higher self and really use that to improve your lives in every way. It makes life so much better. And also for those that want to connect with angels and masters and be able to receive further and higher guidance as well. All of that information about courses, sessions with me, workshops, is at the website, which is www.guidedbyangels.info. So for information about how to be guided by angels, go to guidedbyangels.info. But we also have some free gifts that we'd like to offer to everybody. These free gifts include a very inspiring free angel book. It also includes a meditation about how to tune into your intuition, so one of the things we've been talking about. So if people would like to claim their free gift, if they go to this special page we've set up, which is www.guidedbyangels.info/miraclecafe, and just sign up there, and everyone will get a series of 5 free gifts, including a session about how to tune into your intuition.
Thank you so much for your generosity and your kindness and all your contributions for this planet. And listeners, please take him up on his offer of these free gifts. You will not be sorry. Thank you so much for offering these, Darren. And also, thank you so much for being here today.
Absolute pleasure, Emmanuel. Thank you so much for the invitation. I just love sharing it. I hope these ideas help lots and lots of listeners. So thanks for the opportunity to share.
Thank you so much, and you are back. You are welcome back anytime. And to our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for choosing to co-create another miraculous hour together with our guest, with myself, and with you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you from my heart to yours. I love and appreciate you all very much. And till next time, have a miraculous day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.